We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. To start things off, tax day in the U.S. is tomorrow. Tax day is the deadline in which federal income taxes must be filed. If the deadline cannot be met, taxpayers can fill out a request form to have a six-month extension, which allows filing until October 15th. Even with an extension, payment is due tomorrow. Failure to file or pay on time can result in penalties from the IRS. To minimize stress on tax day, here are some helpful tips. Make sure that all W-2 and 1099 forms, as well as deduction records, are all in one place to avoid errors. If you need help to file your taxes correctly, the IRS website offers free tools like the Interactive Tax Assistant and the Withholding Estimator. Finally, double-check all information before you submit your taxes. If there are errors, it might cause a delay in receiving your refund. On the topic of things that are worth taking care of sooner rather than later, now through the end of May, Illinois residents at risk of lung cancer may be eligible for free lung cancer screenings. At the end of March, Illinois health leaders launched a renewed statewide effort to increase lung cancer awareness among Black and Hispanic adults ages 50 to 80 who have a history of smoking. According to a news release by the American Lung Association, Black and Hispanic adults are less likely to be diagnosed early, when lung cancer is most treatable, and have lower survival rates compared to white residents, due to both delays in diagnoses and lack of access to treatment. With this initiative, participants will receive information on finding nearby screening centers, guidance on getting a referral from their doctor, and free transportation. Residents can call Lung Health Navigator to find out if they're eligible for a lung cancer screening or visit lung.org. Speaking of our health, across Illinois, the Delta Dental of Illinois Foundation alongside Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation are providing new water bottle refill stations to elementary, middle, and high schools throughout the state. These new amenities are provided through the H2O On The Go grant program. Alongside replacing the regular water fountains with the new refill stations, schools will receive reusable water bottles and new toothbrushes for their students. This grant focuses on keeping students healthy, specifically targeting proper dental health and hydration techniques. With tooth decay being the leading chronic disease amongst children, providing healthy drinking options within schools is imperative to Delta Dental's mission. Alongside these health benefits, refillable water stations support conservation efforts and waste reduction. To be considered for the grant, schools are required to submit an application that closes on May 8, 2026 at 5 p.m. Schools without water bottle refill stations will be given priority, but all schools are welcome to apply. To learn more about the grant or submit an application, visit the Delta Dental website. And finally, tomorrow afternoon, the Illinois softball team will continue its homestand against Southeast Missouri State University. The Illini, with a record of 11-31, are coming off a brutal series at home against the top-10-ranked UCLA Bruins, allowing over 10 runs in all three games, including a forgettable 18-0 shutout in five innings. SEMO, coming in at 14-23, also hoped to get back on the winning track after a loss to Eastern Illinois. The Red Hawks will face off against the Evansville Aces later today before traveling to play the Illini. Illinois will honor all first responders at tomorrow's game and will host the First Responders Home Run Derby. First pitch is at 4 p.m. and will broadcast on Big Ten Plus. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Emma White, Abby Tim, Sophie Van Saggy, and Vinnie Magsomble. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.